Deerhead Radio on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears and Pass Robles, 1621 North River Road. Shifting Gears has you covered from your weekend cruiser to your daily commuter. And now let's join Jimmy Purdy on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM, and KPRL.com.
Good morning and welcome in. Thanks for tuning in. This is Gearhead Radio.
Good morning.
Does the mic sound a little distorted?
Is it? Yes. No, it sounds distorted on
how about
my
that?
End too.
Is that better? Mic check 1, 2. We should do a mic check before
we
go on.
Headphones.
There we go. That's better.
Where's my
phone? I think it was turned up a little loud. Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right.
Nobody can hear you.
Nobody can hear me?
Oh, there it is.
You can't hear me? Oh, is my mic? I think there is something going on with
technical,
the mic. And
technical difficulties, everyone. Just hang on a second. You're just going to have to wait.
You almost never put my volume up.
We got to get it.
So
we got to get it. We got to get it right.
Oh, I'm already going to have to walk away. Mallory's
that's got to be right.
And exiting the room.
All right, welcome in. So, what do we got today? Let's start with some weather, and then we'll get into what's going on in the area. So, today, what's our weather like? 85 today. So don't be fooled by the overcast. It's going to warm up today. And it looks like next week it's getting up into the 90s. So we do have some warm weather coming in. And in about time, I mean, for the end of May, getting into the beginning of June. I guess par for the course around here. But today, partly cloudy, 84 degrees. Tomorrow, 88, full sunshine, 87 on Monday, and getting up into 90 by Wednesday. So we got some warm weather coming in. A little bit of a rainstorm is always nice, but I don't know if I'd call that a rainstorm, but the little bit of rain was always nice, but for the end of May was kind of strange, but we'll get into some warm weather, and that's good because today we have the 40th annual Pismo Beats Classic Car Show that is started yesterday, and it goes till Sunday, so you have all weekend to go check it out. Always a good show, all down Pomeroy Avenue, down to the pier, booth set up, music. I mean, it's if you've never been to the Pismo Car Show, the Classic is one of the better ones they put on. Mainly because you're in Pismo Beach, so you can just go have a, you know, go down to the beach, hang out, come back up, check out cars. The weather's always perfect, so it's a good one to check out. Lots of good food always. And most of the cars there are definitely ones you probably haven't seen at some of the other car shows because we get a pretty good culmination of from around the area. So highly recommend that one if you're looking for something to do today. What else have we got? I think that's it for events. You got anything of any other events?
Well, not car related, but there's the big beer fest at Firestone today too.
Oh, that's fun.
So there'll be traffic nonetheless.
So maybe stay off the roads. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you there. Lots of fun stuff. Well, I got you on the mic. I want to bring up the DMV.
All right, do it. I don't know how long I got on the mic with this little one.
Well, you don't have to keep announcing that. You just can just exit when you're ready.
Thank you.
All right.
Go on.
So coming in up into the year now, looking at driver's license renewal, I thought it was interesting some of the new questions that they have on these tests.
What are they?
Exactly. You have no idea.
I didn't give you a chance.
I didn't give you a chance to study. You will next year, so.
No. Yeah. Mine's going to be an auto renewal. I don't have to take a test. Why would I have to take a test?
Yeah, every 10 years you have to take a test. Yep.
I'm going to say that's not true.
Or maybe because mine's... Maybe mine's commercial.
Yeah, yours is special. I just have to pay money to renew. I don't have to take a test.
Okay.
What were your questions? What did they
you
do?
You know what? Never mind.
Why? Because you're in the boat all alone? I don't have to do it?
Here's the first one, and you're like this one. When is it legal to drive off the road to pass another vehicle? If the vehicle is turning left, it is not legal under any conditions. If there are two or more one-way lanes.
I mean, that makes sense if it's just...
No, those three answers. You have to. There's one of the one of those is the answer. There's three.
Oh, you that was hard to follow the way okay. that you did that.
Oh, sorry.
What are my do it fast. What are my options?
If the vehicle's ahead is turning left.
No.
It is not legal under any conditions. If there are two or more one-way lanes.
Oh, you know what? I'm just going to say not legal under any conditions.
Yeah, that's very good.
But that's not what we do in real life.
You never drive off-road.
Oh, okay. We never drive off-road.
I would never do that. Oh, here's one you're really going to like. What speed should you be driving when entering onto a highway?
With the flow of traffic.
Here's your three answers. First one, at or near the speed of traffic. Second, faster than the speed of traffic. Third, slower than the speed of traffic.
The first one.
And I think 90% of the people right now are saying slower than the speed of traffic because that's what we see. So
that is, well, that's what we see. People are terrible getting on the freeway. They're so slow.
Who has the right of way when you're getting on the freeway?
The people on the freeway.
Correct.
Because that's the flow of traffic. And the person merging, literally, the definition of merging, you're merging. You have to figure out your spot.
I think we should be doing a written test at least every 10 years.
I think everyone needs to, like, play catch or something so they understand, like, physics and, like, how fast something is going and, like, body awareness.
I'm just talking about getting your driver's license to renew.
Yeah, I know. But I'm talking about getting on a freeway. It's like people forget about themselves. They forget how to, like, judge the speed of things. Maybe they should, like, play catch once in a while.
Play catch?
Yes, so you understand the speed of something.
All right.
I'm telling you, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
People don't play catch anymore. They don't know how to merge.
All right.
Do we have another one?
Do you want another one?
I do.
Which of the following is the proper procedure for parallel parking? First.
Okay.
Drive forward into the space without stopping.
No.
Second.
That's incorrect.
Stop next to the vehicle behind the open space and then drive forward into the space.
That's also incorrect.
Third, stop next to the vehicle in front of the open space and then back into the space.
That one, please.
Can you do that one?
Sometimes. When you're not watching me, I can do it perfectly. When you're watching me, I cannot.
Well, who's the judge of perfectly when you say that, though?
Because if perfect is doing it once and aligning myself with the curb correctly.
Which way do your wheels need to face when parking on a hill facing downwards?
Facing downwards, the wheels face in to the curb.
And what if you're facing uphill? Which way do your wheels
need to? Then the back of your wheels need to hit the curb. Or the front of the tires need to face out towards the street. So if your car rolls in
to
whatever direction.
To the left uphill and to the right downhill.
Yes.
Simple.
That was the first thing my dad taught me, actually, because we live on a hill. So that was the first thing he had to teach me about parking is what way the wheels face.
Yeah, see, now we all learned something today.
You're welcome.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good. I feel pretty good about myself. I think I aced that. If I did have to take the test, I would ace it.
I should give you the motorcycle one, huh?
Yeah, you should. And you know what? I'm a good test taker.
Some people aren't good to test.
I don't have to know much about a subject to be good at taking a test because it's about the language and the syntax that's used. A lot of times you can just use deductive reasoning and get the right answer even if you have no idea what is going on. Just a little bit of common sense.
We'll move on from that for now.
All right.
Maybe we'll circle back for some more testing.
Okay.
That's enough test taking for today.
I was feeling good. Usually you quiz me and I fail miserably. I'm always so caught off guard with your questions.
So before we came on, I think Diane was talking about ice cream.
Yes.
The Kitsch saga of Taylor Machines, the manufacturer for McDonald's ice cream machines. I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to circle back on that because it's actual planned obsolescence in a sense where the repair department of Taylor Manufacturing makes so much more money than the actual sales of the machines that it's actually what they've been doing. And it, it touches a little bit in the automotive industry as well, because I feel like that's where the distrust comes from, as like in like the automotive field, right? Selling you something you don't need because you don't understand, you know, everything about a vehicle. So it's like, does that really need to be done? Or are they just selling me more things they don't need? Or are they trying to just buy another yacht or another island out in the Bahamas? Like, what's going on here? Why are they charging me so much money? So it's like this in and itself is like, when you hear about stuff like this, it almost wants to solidify that everyone's trying to rip you off. But it's amazing how something as simple as like the ice cream machine at McDonald's is just really, really just, it's really screwing over the franchise owner, right? Because they have all these repairs they got to keep paying for.
Yeah.
Good morning on Gearhead Radio.
Good morning. This is not an automotive. Well, it is kind of the question, but I have always wondered why GMC doesn't take care of all the cars with the awful paint jobs that peel.
Oh, the clear coat conspiracy.
Whatever. And they should take care of those people that have their... Oops, am I calling at a bad time?
No, it's perfect. It's a perfect. We do have to take a break right now, but I love the context of what you're bringing up. We'll definitely circle back on this after the break.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for the call. The great GM clear coat paint conspiracy.
It's also pretty bad with Hondas.
And it was mostly GMs, but.
All right, if you say so.
Sometimes getting a gift for someone can be a little bit of a head scratcher, and you just don't know what to do. How about a gift certificate from Diamond Detailing? Whatever size vehicle, Diamond Detailing. Inside and out, they'll have it looking brand new, and it'll smell good as well. So relax, you've got it covered. A gift certificate from Diamond Detailing.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
And welcome. Welcome back. You are tuning to Gearhead Radio on AM 1230 KPRL. This and every Saturday morning, yours truly, Jimmy Purdy, brings you Gearhead Radio. Sponsored by Shifting Gears Auto Repair, located at 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Leanne is also here somewhere with Mallory, with the whole family here. They're somewhere. I don't know where they went. But I'm all alone. That's all right. I'm fairly okay with that. I do it every Saturday for an hour by myself, so I think I can figure it out. Anyways, I do come on here every Saturday to bring you the latest and greatest in the auto industry. If you're just tuning in for the first time, thanks so much for tuning in. And if you are a religious listener, I thank you even more. It's always great to hear from the fans and people that come by the shop. You know, I do come on here for no money. I just like to come out here and reflect and give advice and help you out. But it's not sustainable without you coming down and supporting our shop. So I do appreciate those that come in and use our services and take care of our technicians and our advisors and our amazing team there at the shop. To help them pay their bills and take care of their families, and as Kevin says, keeps the circular economy moving. And we are local, right here in Paso, so keep it local. What were we talking about? We were talking about conspiracies, and just happened to get a call about the GM clear coat conspiracy. Now, if you've seen a GM in the last 10 years, you know, and it was in the early aughts, right? The early 2000s, that we saw a lot of clear coat peeling as well. But this one is actually from 2015 to 2020. And this is like Chevy, GMC, Cadillac trucks. The paint peels, it bubbles, it flakes. It starts delaminating. And it's part of the clear coat and the chemicals that they use. And part of it, I think, is something to do with waterborne clear coat. I'm not a paint expert. I don't know enough about that to speak intelligently about it, but from what I understand is some sort of different clear coat that they were trying to help save the world just ended up not working. And so the conspiracy is there's lawsuits actually being filed that GM was aware of the latent defect, and that's the biggest thing. They knew it wasn't going to last and they used it anyway, and it was part of that of the chemical bonding between the paint and the clear coat, which was what the problem was, and they concealed it from buyers and refused to cover the expensive repairs under warranty. I'm not sure how paint and body works when it comes to latent defects of vehicles or like lemon laws with mechanical defects. That's pretty straightforward. As straightforward as it can be. Lemon law is very, very difficult. You know, there's like a huge criteria that needs to be met for mechanical defects. If you're aware, if you've been paying attention, if you listen to the show, we talk about a lot of different vehicles that are failing for the same thing. In fact, we just had this conversation at the shop on Friday because we have, I think, 3 Tacomas from like 96 to 99. And then we have, what else? We always get like sets of vehicles, 2 or 3 at a time. And it's typically for the same problem. It's just really interesting. Cars just kind of break for the same reasons. You start seeing pattern failures. You know, it comes to a point where something comes in, and yes, it's like very quickly, it's like, well, it's probably this. I mean, we do need to verify because, you know, with a Chevy transmission, it's very common on the 6-speeds that they fail. Typically, the cooler bypass valve will stick. It overheats the transmission. It needs to be replaced. The transmission just burns up. It gets too hot too many times. Not every time, though. So we still got to take the time to, okay, let's verify that the insides are actually beyond repair, beyond a service. You know, we got to drop the pan, look for material. Same with the, you just don't want to jump to conclusions because then you're replacing parts unnecessarily. So there's still some steps that need to be taken to verify it. But you just start seeing pattern failures. You start seeing the same things. I'm trying to build an AI tool right now that will scrub our database and kind of start finding out which vehicles fail the most, because we'll see 2 or 3 of the same, or we'll see maybe 2 weeks of like the same vehicles coming in for the same repairs, and then we won't see that car again for 6 months. you kind of forget about it, because in those 6 months there's still hundreds and hundreds of cars that we're seeing. So sometimes it's like, oh, I remember what that was, but what exactly was it, right? And so it makes it sound easy when I say, yeah, we see pattern failures. We see the same problem every, you know, over and over and over. But then 6 months go by, you don't see that car again. And it's like, where's that? So I'm trying to build a database to like, so we can start getting better with remembering that stuff. Cause it's like a steel trap, but it's like a steel trap made out of like a mesh, you know? So like stuff can slip out of it pretty easily. I can lock some things up in my mind, but a lot of it kind of seeps out very slowly. So I think it'd be cool to have a database that shows, you know, common ones. But going back to this conspiracy with the paint, we're not, with mechanical defects, if you get a vehicle a certain year that has pattern failures, like the GM transmission, the six-speed, right? There's like a lemon lock case they're trying to put together for it, for a latent defect. But it has to be proven that they knew the transmission was going to fail to be considered a latent defect. They got to know, like, they have to produce something and say, man, this thing's going to fail, but we don't want to go back into R&D. Let's just put it out in the market and let the consumer deal with the fault. That's what the latent defect falls under. The lemon law is a little different, where it's like there wasn't enough research done, and so that can fall under a different category. But a latent defect is like, that's a lot worse, because as you can tell, if you knew about it and you sent it out anyway, and you're just like, ah, it's your problem now, even though you spent $90,000 on this vehicle and the paint fails after 5 years, that's kind of crazy, right? You got to build a better product than that. It's crazy that we even need that, right? In America, like, we want to build America product. We want to build stuff that lasts. It's just tough. It's strong, right? And it's just crazy that we need something like a latent defect lawsuit, even like to be filed for that. But anyway, but yeah, in the early 1900s, so historically, I mean, this isn't the first time. So there was another similar one for GM vehicles, if you knew, in the 90s and the early aughts, the early 2000s. It was mostly the white and like the dark colored paints where the clear coat chemical bonding wouldn't separate. Now, this was more, I think they used a different clear coat just to cut corners. So it wasn't something that was mandated to try to help save the world. It was more they were just trying to stretch profits. So they were using like a different thinner, I don't know, you would different solvent or maybe some sort of reducer in the paint to try to save a couple bucks. And that definitely kicked them in the butt a little bit on that one. So, but yeah, this is a new one. It's coming back 2015 to 2020. These cars are, the paint's delaminating. Could you imagine buying a 2020? It's 6 years old. You're going for your first biannual smog check at this point. It's just now probably reaching close to 100,000 miles and the paint's falling off. I don't know about that. I know, like the Dodges, right? The Dodge trucks, the dashes started falling apart, but that took like 20 years. So, I mean, it's still not ideal, but it's a little bit more palatable, right? To have a vehicle for 20 years and then the dash falls apart. Okay, I guess I can handle that. Still sucks, but after 5 years, have the paint falling off what's the term for it? There's a term for. I was just reading about this. It's going to drive me nuts. The idea is that you don't have to keep everything perfect, but you have to stay on top of certain aspects. What is that called? Like if you keep, if you keep all the dishes out of the sink, like just that, it elevates the whole house. So then everyone stays together, keep the house clean. I mean, same thing at the shop, like one dirty rag on the shop and then everybody thinks it's okay to like, let it be dirty, and then they're like, man, it's just one rag, what are you freaking out about? It's like, you don't understand, like that resets the tone. Anyway, my point is like, when the paint starts blowing off the vehicle, you're like, you know what, if the paint looks like, I'm just gonna not worry about my oil changes, I'm not gonna worry about the maintenance anymore. You just kind of start letting stuff slide. It's like the first
that
dent
is true.
Or like your shoes, like the first time you scuff your shoes, they turn into work shoes, right? They're like, oh well, now the work shoes, right? It's like it's that one thing.
You work so hard to keep it perfect.
Yes.
As soon as one little thing happens, you're like, oh, it's out the window.
And what is that? There's
it's a
term
free for all now.
There's a term for that. There's an actual psychological term for it, but it's very important. It just takes that one, and that's the hardest part, is holding that line, right? That one thing. As long as you hold that standard, everything else below it, everyone keeps, you know, it'll stay good. But as soon as that one thing slips, it's like, oh, that's okay now. Now this is okay. Now I'm going to, you know, Now I don't mind stepping in mud or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I agree with the term that you're thinking about, though, but I agree with what you're saying.
Anyways. I'll get back to the ice cream conspiracy here after the break. And then I had a bunch of stuff on here, too. I'm just ratting and raving.
The party in here.
That's a pants party.
I don't know about that.
We'll be back after the break.
Ace Auto Care, across the street from Atascadero Hay and Feed in Atascadero.
Stevens, President Trump returning control of the Kennedy Center to Congress this after a federal judge ordered his name be taken off the venue.
The move follows a ruling by a federal judge in D.C. ordering President Trump's name to be removed from the Kennedy Center's facade, finding the center's board did not have the authority to unilaterally change the name.
And that's Fox's Jaron Halpern. U.S. Central Command reporting another lethal U.S. military strike on suspected narco-terrorists, this one Friday in the eastern Pacific.
Intelligence saying the boat was engaged in trafficking operations. Three narco-terrorists were killed. No U.S. military personnel were injured.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. The White House issuing a memo following President Trump's physical May 26th at Walter Reed, saying that the president is in excellent health and he turns 80 years old in June. America's listening to Fox News.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at WeHelpYouLegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Just like changing the oil in your car, changing the filter in your heating and air conditioning system will make it last longer and cost less to operate, which means more time in between needing a service technician, like me, Jared. But when you do, please remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch. Hutch Heating and Air in Atascadero. Call us at 466-8199 and on the web at hutchhvac@yahoo.com.
And welcome back. You are tuned into Gearhead Radio. Thanks for being here. Leanne and Mallory in the house.
Hello.
Say hello, Mallory. That was not her. Anyway, before the break, I had a call about the GM Clearcoats. I think it was before the last break, but we're talking a little bit about conspiracies. I think it's the right radio station to kind of bring that kind of stuff up.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's just interesting no matter what. I don't really care who you are. Like, even if you say you don't, you still kind of do. It's like a human nature to like want to know.
It's the curiosity. You want to know.
Like, yeah,
did it happen?
Without curiosity, we would be nowhere, right?
Are people sneaky enough to follow through with whatever conspiracy we're talking about?
So I had brought up what they call the broken window theory. Now, it's a psychological concept that's adapted to personal habits. And what we were talking about before the end of the break was allowing one thing to slip and then your whole standard drop. And I don't remember how did we get to this? How did we...
I honestly don't know how we got to it.
I feel like there was something.
It just happened.
I feel like there was something that like led up to that. But anyway, the broken window theory is like leaving one.
Oh, well, the clear coat. Because once the paint goes.
Oh, yeah. Then you don't want to take care of the car anymore.
You don't want to take care of the car.
My point was it's more. I knew there was something important. There was an important thing behind it. It's more than just like getting the paint fixed, right? And it's like one of the things I'm sure like the attorneys at GM. It's like, it's just the paint. It's not that big of a deal. It's like, you don't understand. Like, now I don't care about the car anymore. Like, I don't even want the car. Because the paint is, you know, like the one dent. You're like, you had a perfect car, and you kept giving. Someone backs into it at the grocery store, and you're just like, great. Like, but it's such a small thing,
right? It's not that big of a deal.
It's like what? I don't know what it costs to fix that. It's less than $1,000, right? If it's got a pretty good ding in it. On the grand scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal, right? It's like that's $100 a month for that year to get the vehicle looking good again for the next year. You know, but it's like in your mind, you're like, now I don't care about the car at all. That's like, I, you know what? Screw it. I don't care anymore.
How much of that you think comes from like us internally, and how much of it comes from perceived judgment? Like, oh, other people probably think I don't care, so I'm just not going to care.
And that is what the broken window theory is. So it's the thought of leaving one dish in the sink. It tends to lead to a whole kitchen full of clutter, right? And it's like, a broken window in the house. Once one window's broken that you don't fix it, it gives the perception that you're no longer taking care of your house.
And you live up to that perception. Yes. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. Yep.
Such a shame.
Yep. And it's called the broken window theory. If you don't fix that, you know, the one problem, it's like now it's going to look like you don't care about the house, but psychologically, like you actually believe it yourself. You're like, well, yeah. And your standards drop. You're like, well, if that's broken, that's okay. If this is broken now, right? It's like the one bulb goes out and you're like, now another light goes out. You're like, I'll get to those later. It's not that big of a deal.
And then you live in the dark before you know it.
But then all of a sudden, like, you know, now you have a window breaks or like, and I was like, no, the whole house is falling apart. And it's like two or three very, very small things, but you're just instantly like, no, the whole house is trash. The whole house is falling apart. Right. And you do it with your car too. When you go there and you get your car inspected and you get this list of things that it needs, it's like, I'm just going to sell it if it needs all that work. But like realistically, it's $1,500, maybe $1,200 worth of maintenance and work. Right. And again, that's $100 a month for those repairs if you break it over the next year. And like most of the time, you're going to get a 3-year warranty on it, on all those repairs. So you can break it down into 3 years. Right. It makes it, what was that, $30 a month?
Yeah.
No, three,
I mean, it's when you break it out per month or per week.
Don't quote me on that math.
It's just not that much. Like that. And it's also, when you think about it, it's not that much considering your vehicle should be your number one investment. Like, it's literally the thing that your whole life revolves around. Like, if you didn't have your car, what would you do? School, kids, work, fun, like... grocery store, how would you live your life without your vehicle? So a couple grand to keep it going is not that much.
Well, it is. I mean, it's still a fair amount of money. It's an investment. That's the point.
The point is
you have to invest in it to keep it going. But a lot of the time it becomes more of a, it feels like more of a right than a privilege, right?
And it's also not that much when you have $100 dinners.
Sometimes you got to remember that too. You know, renewing your driver's license. You're like, why do I got to do all this? I've been driving for the X amount of time. Well, it is a privilege, not a right. Right? Like, not everyone should be driving.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's true. So it is a privilege, not a right.
And same with your car, right? You get so used to having it, put it in there, turning the key, put it in gear, and away you go. Forget about it, right? But it's the same with your house, same with anything. Same with the big, you know, you say your biggest investment is your house. It's probably the most money. But like, I think in this day and age, there's no longer, you know, it's not like you can get a house for a cheeseburger and 50 cents like you did back in 1950. Right. And now it's worth $6 million. So we've lost that as far as an investment's concerned. I don't think they're going to be worth as, you know, you're going to have that big investment cushion. But cars have never been an investment, except now you're looking at 1960s cars that are rollers with no engine and transmissions that are selling for $7,000 or $8,000. So who knows what it, I mean, there's no right answer. The only thing I wanted to bring up was like that broken window theory, because it is so true. And it makes so much sense when you see these small things that build up into such bigger problems in your mind. And that clear coat paint was like a perfect segue to bring that up, because that is exactly what it is. But to roll back into the ice cream machines, the conspiracy of having Taylor get planned obsolescence to have these machines break periodically just so they can send out maintenance technicians to then charge the franchisee owners of these McDonald's to fix them. Like every time you go to McDonald's, I mean, I haven't been to McDonald's in like 10 years, but you go there and supposedly their ice cream machine's always broken. And it's just planned. They just have a program that just plans to shut it down. And there's like all these like stipulations that the machine, if it sees like low voltage or like these really weird quirks, it would shut it down. And the only way to unlock the machine is the maintenance technician from Taylor had to go there and unlock it. And so they came up with a new, or who did it? There was, what was the guy's name? You remember what I said?
I do not remember.
I can't remember what I said his name was. But there's, you can look it up. There's a, I can't remember what it was. The Kitch was it. And then, so he invented a diagnostic tool that plugged into the machines and allowed the franchise owner to bypass the errors and keep it going. And lo and behold, the machine worked great. Like there was no problems. But like in their manual, it says never ever bypass. This thing can explode and it'll cause catastrophic failure, and it'll, you know, if you open the machine up without the maintenance technician there, it could turn on and blow your face apart. It was like all these warnings and cautions. And
wow.
Come to find out, it was like there's none of that happened. And
all
so
about a strategic business plan.
And so all the franchise owners had to make, they could only buy ice cream machines from Taylor. They couldn't buy another one. They had to use the Taylor one as part of the contract to own a McDonald's. And so, yeah, so now Kitch made this bypass device to get in there and do that. And so then there was this huge lawsuit against both against Taylor and McDonald's that Kitch put up, that alleged that Taylor then copied the technology and then re-engineered it for their new machines so that now this wouldn't work anymore for new franchise owners. And it's just crazy because there's so much money in it. And it's just like, I mean, talk about a David versus Goliath situation.
Well, it is crazy because the flip side of that is there are so many companies and people trying to do the right thing. And here's this one outlier, and it just ruins it for everybody else. And now the public, including us, think we're always being taken advantage of. And that's really not always the case. So it's just a shame.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really, personally, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I don't think I'd ever buy ice cream from McDonald's. So I don't really care in that aspect, but it's still something that's been proven. And then you can see this happening in the automotive industry with, you know, paid subscriptions for heated seats and firmware updates. And it's like, I don't blame it. It's like one of the main reasons why most people don't want to buy new cars, because there's so much technology that you don't know where it's going to go, what it's going to do. And then stuff like this has happened. It's like, well, it's blatant, right? And then just follow the money. The money shows that if that's possible, they're going to do it. They're going to create another revenue stream because they have the control to do it. So who's to say when your heated seats stop working, right? Because they can turn it on and off with a subscription, with a flip, they just flip a switch and your heated seats stop working until you pay the subscription again. Who's to say they can't go in there and just set a code, right? And they just file an update, they just send an over-the-air update to say, oh, now your heating element, circuit A is open. And really, there's no problem with it. So you're paying your subscription, but now your heated seats don't work. And the only people that can access it is the dealership to fix it. And all they do is plug in their machine and clear the code and everything's fine again. And that's happening right now. Like Ram, with their auto auth, you have to have a subscription. We do, as a private independent repair facility. We have to have a subscription through auto auth. And then we have to have a scan tool that's recognized through that subscription to allow us to get in there and actually clear codes. You cannot on a Ram 2016, 17 newer, you can't just get a normal scan tool off the shelf, plug it in and clear codes on your own vehicle. You bought it, you own it, you maintain it, you drive it, but you can't repair it. And that's the Right to Repair Act. And that's what we need to fight, is the Right to Repair Act. If you own the vehicle, you should be allowed to fix it. I'd love it if you brought it into us. Of course, I'd always love to fix every car on the road, but that's just not realistic. It's not going to happen. And I'm more about, if you can fix it yourself, you should, right? Don't take it apart and then bring it to me to finish it. Like, if you start the job, finish it. But that's a totally different topic for a completely different discussion. But the fact that you're able to is, we're losing that, right? And I say not every scan tool off the shelf, but most of them are authorized. So you can get most of them authorized through the auto auth program, through Stellantis and get it to work. But it's a subscription you got to pay for every month. I don't know if you own a vehicle, if it's worth it for you to continually paying for a scan tool subscription for the code that you have to clear maybe once, well, hopefully no more than once or twice a year, but it just doesn't make sense. So yes, it's not like it's monopolized to the fact that you can't do it. You could do it. You have the ability, the payment, but it's just not worth it. It's not worth it for you as a consumer of the vehicle to pay for that stuff. I'll just take it to a shop. I'm not paying this, $200 a month, every month to have this access. That's what's crazy. And yeah, that's the direction it goes. And then it comes to the next thing. Well, if they have the ability to lock you out to scan it, then who says they don't have the ability to go in there and just set false codes, false parameters? And it used to be they didn't want to set the engine light, right? That was the main goal. Anyway, we gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Whether you're remodeling your home or building a new one, think of Frontier Floors and Window Coverings in Paso Robles. Since 1977, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings has been the North County's choice for the finest in selection, quality, and service. From an area rug to a complete newly designed residential or commercial project, Frontier Floors and Window Coverings is equipped to assist you from floor to ceiling. Browse their 3,000 square foot showroom. You'll find hardwood flooring, laminate, luxury vinyl flooring, shutters, blinds, shades, draperies, and of course, luxurious stain-resistant carpet. Frontier Floors and Window Coverings, providing the highest quality at competitive prices with unmatched customer service. Call now for your free design consultation, 805-238-7878. Online at frontierfloors.net or visit the showroom at 830 21st Street in Paso Robles. Frontier Floors and Window Covering.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
This is Gearhead Radio. Appreciate you being here on this Saturday morning, May 30th, 2026, 9:49 a.m. Next time we'll talk to you, it'll be June, summertime. I feel like it should be warmer, but that's all right. As soon as I say that, it'll be too hot. So let's enjoy the weather while we got it. Speaking of weather, if you're looking for somewhere to go, the Classic of Pismo car show is today. If you're just tuning in, want to give another shout out to that. The main show is tomorrow, the Show and Shine, but the official cruise starts at 6 p.m. tonight. So the cruise is actually tonight from 6 to 8, but it is opening at 10 a.m. today. Beer garden, charity auction, lots of fun stuff going on down there. And then the Show and Shine starts at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So a whole weekend full of cars and stuff down at the beach in Pismo. Great car show, lots of traffic. Take your time, be patient. We had a little test before at the start of the show about DMV licensing with Leanne. I don't know if you missed that, but she did good. She got almost all of them right. She almost all. It's like a 90. She got like a 90. No, she aced the test. She got them all right. So, anyways, we were talking about. What were we talking about? We were getting deep into the conspiracy theory stuff. No, not conspiracy theory, conspiracy. It's a conspiracy. It's totally different. And I mean, the Right to Repair Act, there's so much power behind that. Something you really should look into and understand the direction it goes. I know it's easy to turn a blind eye and just say, I'll buy an older vehicle. I'm never buying something new. But this stuff doesn't go away. It's going to keep... The evolution is going to keep going. And we can see it in real time and real practice. Is like, we see, you just follow the money, right? And I left on before the break on how they used to keep check engine lights off. Like the history of the automotive, the car, right? We had electric and steam vehicles. That's where we started hundreds of years ago. I don't know if you knew that, but we had battery cars, we had steam-powered cars. That was the wave of the future, right? Henry Ford failed like three or four different startups. He started like three or four different car companies before the actual Ford Motor Company really took off. And that's part of, you know, you have to fail a lot before you get it right. But the goal was to build a car with the engine, the power plant or the fuel source was with you. Like, were you... It was better, more convenient, more efficient, and cheaper. That was the whole goal. So it was all about trying to position yourself in the automotive market to build something that people would want. There was a lot of work that was put into building cars that would entice you to say, I don't want a horse and buggy. I don't want the steam car. I don't want the battery car. I want that car. That car's better. And you can really see that in like the 50s, especially after the war. It was crazy, these cars that were coming out, like the coolest, the best styling, and the amount of car manufacturers that jumped in to get on board with this because they saw the wave of the future, and they knew if they built something that was quality, that was really nice, luxurious. I mean, it was like, money was no object. People would buy them. And that's what they were trying to do. And that went for decades, right? Even when the advent of check engine lights came on with the technology, there was code and software built in to make sure that that check engine light didn't come on unless it absolutely needed to. That way, the next time you go looking for a car, you're not like, oh, the check engine light comes on this Ford all the time. I'm not buying another one of those, right? Like, no one wants that. No one wants to break down. Like, you're going to buy the most reliable car. That just makes sense. Like, we don't have to investigate it any further than that. Like, if you buy a car, it breaks down all the time, you're not going to buy that car anymore. The next time you buy a car, it's going to be something different. It's like, that's it. Bottom line. So they tried to make these cars, of course, as reliable as possible, but as cheaply as possible, right? Like, they want it good, fast, and cheap. And you can only pick two, right? You want it good and fast, it's not going to be cheap. You want it cheap and fast, it's not going to be good. Like, that's just how it works. But they were trying to get all three for a long time. And so sometimes they had to slip stuff under the rug, right, to make it just appear the car was better than it was. And now I feel like it's flipped 180, where it's like, now they're trying to make cars break more, but then make it so that you have to go back to the manufacturer, the dealer, to get it fixed. It's like they're pushing really hard to make that happen. Like, oh, you love our car so much, and they're banking so hard on client loyalty for these brands. They say no matter what happens, our clients are always going to buy our cars, no matter what. Like, I don't know. I don't think that's a fair statement. I see the brand loyalty, right? And it's like you can see it with football, with like the NFL. No matter how many times your team loses, you're going to still have that brand loyalty. I'm like, we're going to get it one of these days. But then you got the bandwagoners, right? That'll just jump on brand with whoever wins the Super Bowl. And that's okay. And it's like, well, who's the smarter person then, right? Like, how's your mentality? Like, what are you going to, continually buy this car that costs you a lot of money? Or are you going to pivot into a different brand? You know, it reminds me back, where did I see this? I can't remember where I saw this, but it was when Japanese cars started getting really big in the States. And it was like, if you had a Honda or Toyota in your driveway, you were just the enemy, right? Like, how dare you get a Toyota and put it in your driveway? What did I see that on? It was like, you could only buy Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, like only the big three. And there was so much brand loyalty in America to buy American vehicles. And then all of a sudden we got these Japanese made cars that came over and was these Asian built cars. It was like, well, this is better. It's more reliable. It's better fuel economy. It's not as comfortable. It's not as fast, but it does what it needs to do. But if you had one of those makes in your car, in your parking lot, it was like, oh man, that was like your neighbors did not like you. And we've gotten way past that, but it's still a presence, right? Of like, how far do you hold your brand loyalty before you're like, okay, this car's just not working anymore. I gotta get something else. And it's just amazing how the manufacturers have completely changed, right? And it's just build something good, right? And you start looking into some of the European brands and the Asian brands, and you start looking into the high-end brands, and they're still building cars for their customers, like Ferrari. Ferrari's still building cars for their customers. Not as good as they were 10 or 15 years ago, but they still hold a lot of pride in what they build. And there's a lot of stipulations you have to make to even buy one of those cars. You have to own a couple used ones, and they want to know that you can drive it before you go buy a brand new one. And I just think that's I like that. I think that's what the automotive industry is about, right? We want to know that you're on brand with us, and we're going to deliver a great product for you. I like that thought. It's really cool. So anyways, I think that's about it I got for ranting today. I had some stuff about the average lifespan of an automatic transmission, but I think we'll save that for next weekend. That'll be a good segue that you can read into, because one of the things with the average lifespan of an automatic transmission, speaking of planned obsolescence, is lifetime transmission fluid. And we just look at that and then we just roll on past it. Oh, I never have to change the transmission fluid because it says lifetime. You know, they're not talking about your lifetime, right? it's not until you're gone. It's till the transmission fails. That's the lifetime of the transmission. There's lifetime fluid. It's a sneaky little marketing tactic. I never really looked at it that way, did you? Yeah, they're not talking about the lifetime of the vehicle. They're not talking about your lifetime. They're talking about the lifetime of the transmission. That's the lifetime fluid. So keep that in mind. Every fluid needs to be replaced in every component of the vehicle. And we'll get into that in a little bit more next weekend. I appreciate you being here and hanging out with me. It's, as always, it's fantastic. Learn something new every weekend. If you need something through the week, please come on down to the shop, 1621 North River Road in Paso Robles. Check us out online at shiftinggears805.com. More than happy to help you. We are in a hurry to help. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Gearhead Radio with Jimmy Purdy is brought to you by Shifting Gears in Paso Robles on River Road. You can trust Jimmy and his team to take care of you and your vehicle the first time, every time. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Tascadero, and Templeton.